what you're saying on the street.
I'm Ann Brenner. Memorial Day was the unofficial beginning of summer, and one of the things that summer means is the threat of severe weather. That got us thinking. In light of last week's tragic tornado in Oklahoma, are you thinking more about what you would do if a similar disaster struck closer to home?
Marcia Warren, we live here in Chapel Hill, and we've been here for 50 years. Well, we were just very, very sad about what happened in Oklahoma. We're in an unusual situation because outside of our house near the trees is a bomb shelter that you can go in, and it's underground and it would be very safe, so we're lucky.
Gabrielle Ravioli, Carrboro, North Carolina. Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime there's, you know, a tragedy that hits you like that, I think it definitely makes you think about where would I go if a tornado hit around here, for example. You know, if we were in our apartment, where would you hide out? How would you try to protect yourself?
My name is Joe Tutko, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Absolutely not. That which happened in Oklahoma, with my limited knowledge, could not actually occur in this type of geographical area. Here, it seems like the most pressing climate catastrophe would actually be hurricanes moving further inward, but it seems like they're actually moving farther north up the coast. It's horrible what happened to those people, but it really didn't change my awareness other than the fact that we have to reconsider the changing of catastrophic climate events on different geographical levels.
In light of last week's tragic tornado in Oklahoma, are you thinking more about what you would do if a similar disaster struck closer to home?
Laurel Schulman, and I live in Carrboro. No, I've lived in Florida, and I dealt with tornadoes a lot more there than I ever have here, so I would say no.
David Warren, Chapel Hill, where I'm thinking more about climate change and how everything has changed and intensified, and we may not have a tornado here, but we may have some other kind of hurricane effect or torrential rain or drought. I'm sort of ready, have to be ready, expecting about anything to happen these days.
My name is Katie McCracken, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Yeah, but I feel like I've definitely experienced something like that similar when I was younger. Like a whole town got ripped up when I was in fifth grade by a tornado, because I'm from Alabama.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.